This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. And I hope that you are well. I hope that you are actually doing well. I certainly don't hope that you're not doing well, especially amidst the circumstances. It's interesting. It's interesting. But one good song comes to my mind as I plan on unfolding the new developments that I have learned today on February the 3rd of 2024, and that is war. Yeah, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Yeah. I say that not jokingly, unfortunately. I actually wish that I was joking when I say that, but I'm not. Because, well, it's true. We're looking at war, folks. And it looks like not just your average war, because the United States, other than funding various wars here and there, it's like we've gotten ourselves personally involved again in another kerfuffle, kind of like in the 90s with Iraq. Desert Storm mission. But only difference is that everyone's mad at us. And the president we got in office, with most people lovingly referred to as Cadaver Biden or whatever. He's making decisions and we're reaping the benefits, people. Over in Yemen, looks like we've made a couple airstrikes because it looks like our vessels, our Navy vessels, were in, well, jeopardy, let's say, harm's way. And we couldn't have it be that. So we decided to drop some bombs. But I think it's a little deeper than that, especially because it's over against Iran and Yemen. And we know, well, the militia groups over there let's just say this, we don't want smoke with the BRICS, and it looks like we're kicking up dust in that direction, if you ask me. Now, I'm trying to go with the bright side, because that's the type of gal I am. I'm a bright side gal. But what I gotta do is go with what's real, and what's real is that, let me tell you what, we have never been closer to war than we are now. And that is period. Bottom line, finito. So, what does this mean for us, people? What does this mean for us? It means that we got to get ready for it being on our own soil. Because not only are we fighting over in the Red Sea area, but looks like we have a civil war brewing on our own soil. It's getting messy. Bodies everywhere. That's what I'm saying. I'm seeing bodies everywhere. And I'm not just seeing that. I think that's biblical. I know it's biblical. It's prophecy. Go ahead and read Ezekiel. It takes a sip of water. And then you'll see that this stuff has been foretold by the prophets of biblical reference. And I don't want to scare us, because I think that this is just what needs to happen before everything goes down. But I think this is just what it is, and that we have to get ready. We have to prepare ourselves for what is and what is to come. What is and what is to come is that it's looking rough. It's looking rough, but keep your eye on the prize, people. It's got to get worse before it gets better.
We're going to keep our eye on it, but just a heads up, if there are some, you know, missiles headed your direction, just, you know, you can always say you heard it here first. I mean, that's not a flex, but remember, there's always one thing that we can look forward to, and that's the saving grace of Jesus, so that if it does go down, like it is apparently going to go, then you'll have a life thereafter to look forward to, rather than not. It's your girl, Shawn Michelle, and that is a short update of what we're looking at today on February 3rd, 2024. And have a great day. Jesus is King. Later.
Oh, hold that thought. Welcome to WTFlandia. Halftime show. Press pause and go ahead and grab your favorite snack and your most tasty drink, and we'll meet you back here in just a few. Welcome to your WTFlandia radio show, my friends. I hope that you're well. I hope that you're well. It's been a nice, interesting turn of events today. We're on a part two of this podcast broadcast. If you are new to this show, welcome to the show. This is post or pre-war podcast. I can't tell you what'll happen tomorrow, but it could be could be a little different on this podcast, but we're going to stay calm. That's what we're going to do. I'm doing it a little different today. I decided I would lie down and take a different approach to reporting this news, because it's a little strenuous, especially if you're a Tesla owner. You know what I realized? I realized one thing when we were shiggling around that pandemic indoors and, you know, away from our friends, is that human beings like to appear to be good. You know, we like to do what's right for the most part. And that gives me hope. I said appear to be good. And then I said we like to do what's right. I'm going somewhere with this. Dang in there. We like to appear as though we are, you know, care for each other. And in reality, I'm not sure that we're getting it right. I'll just say that. I think that in regards to the vehicle that I just mentioned, the Tesla, I got my spidey senses up today on this lovely Saturday. A weekend. I don't really, you know, try to take in too much work on the weekend, but this headline threw itself into my face and made me work. It said, Tesla recalls over 2 million electric vehicles because the warning light text is too small. What? I think that is the very least of the Tesla worries. Isn't it not like, weren't Teslas blowing up, molding inside and cutting off during the winter? What is a Tesla? What is a Tesla? It's not even real. It's like, is it real? it reminds me of like Boston Pizza. Is it real? Do people ever make plans to go meet at Boston Pizza, or do you just happen upon it? That's Canadians. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm truly trying to figure it out. It's a remote. It's like driving inside of a remote control. It gets me. You know what it gives me? It gives me control issues. I have control issues, and I cannot let a car drive me around. Period. My daughter was in a Tesla today, and she said, "Mama, I had an overall bad experience." This, of course, is after I took in all the Tesla news that I could muster up. So she just happens to be getting driven home in a Tesla today from her band show rehearsals. And she said, you can't feel it driving. So it doesn't feel like it's actually grounded. And then it turns on and off. So it starts and stops and it makes me sick. She gets car sick, right? The last thing I want to do is stop and start every time I get to the light. This is goofy. I don't want that. I just want to go when I'm trying to go. And then I saw Leave the World Behind, and I realized that I don't want no parts of that. I used to think, Tesla. But I think that the whole idea, the whole marketing behind Tesla is like, you're saving the planet. Your environmental footprint. It's, carbon footprint. It's basically null and unexistent if you drive one of those. Well, also, if any kind of power outage goes out, maybe your Teslas will too. I don't trust computers, so Tesla's not for me. But then I started to look a little further. And we all know, come on guys, if you've been in listening and hanging around this podcast for any amount of time, then you'll know that we don't shy away from Elon Musk news. And we know that Tesla is owned and concepted and operated. Well, maybe not concepted, but owned and operated by Elon Musk, right? Well, we know that. And so I decided, let me just do a little research. Let me see. Because my son told me a few years back, Mom, you know, everything's just symbolic. Everything. Everything you look at, everything you see has a meaning, a symbolic meaning. I can't scrub that from my brain if I tried. So I've been looking at this Tesla symbol, and I'm thinking, well, what is it? And I'm thinking, Elon Musk is feeling like Antichrist to me, but I'm not going to even give him that much. I think if anybody's against Christ, they're Antichrist. But if it's going to be a person, I don't know who it is. I have my suspicions, but I won't share that now. Not on this episode. But I looked at the symbol itself, the Tesla symbol. And it looked like a demon. Well, it looked like a horns, like it horns, right? It kind of looks like the Baphomet symbol. So I went and searched up Baphomet. Because I've seen that going around the news. And, on his costume. And it looks exactly like Tesla. So it was almost like he was like, look, you idiots, this is what I was putting on your Tesla model vehicle. And now you know, I put it in my Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, picture. And then I said, nah, it's just a costume. But at least I showed you, because the job of a Satanist is just to show you what they're doing. And even if they tongue in cheek it, they showed you. So that's what it looks like. And so this is what you're looking at the on the podcast art, is me rubbing my two penny thoughts together. My two tinfoil thoughts together. And unless Elon Musk gets on this podcast broadcast and tells me otherwise, I'm going to say that this is exactly what it is. It's the Baphomet on the back of every Tesla that we look at. Well, at least up until this point. They might change the marketing after Elon hears this podcast. They're like, Shy Michelle knew. She's on to something. Let me change it before everybody starts looking at this Tesla as a Baphomet, as a Satan vehicle. Well, it is. Until you can tell me otherwise, Elon. What is this? Allegedly. You know what I mean? I'm going to do it like Nicki Minaj. I'm going to say allegedly after everything. So that we don't get ourselves in any trouble. Although we've already said this is a satire podcast. Yes. Parody in all the lights. Or whatever. But anyways, guys. If you're going to send your Tesla back to get its warning lights fixed, you might as well tell them to take the microchip out, put a regular engine in there, and put some gas up in it. Otherwise, I'm not thinking it's looking good for you guys in the next power outage situation. who drives it? Listen, them Teslas are fitted with microchips. Elon owns a microchip factory called Neuralink. You don't think these things are some kind of be interconnected soon? I'm thinking ahead. Maybe I am. But I'm thinking, he owns Twitter, the biggest database of human dialogue and information. You want to train an AI to be a thinker, a world thinker? Own Twitter. X. Or whatever. Formerly known. Own that thing and then plug it into your Neuralink and plug it into your Tesla and tell it to start and stop. The whole thing about Tesla is that if it all has a microchip and one person owns that and also owns the internet, this Negro got a lot of control. And I'm not saying that because he's South African. What? He controls your internet, your car, your brain, perhaps, if you let him get that chip in you. And your social intake and outlet through X. And it's all symbolic. X, what is X? X is always Xing out Christmas. Christmas, you're gonna Xmas. X is always Xing something out that has to do with Jesus. Y'all better wake up! He that is not for me is against me. That is biblical. You're either for the Lord or you're against him. And Elon, unless you can tell me you're a Jesus guy, then you're against him. And I'm not buying what you're selling. So I'm just going to keep spreading the good news on X. And never jumping my... sitting my tussy in a Tesla. My goodness. I mean, unless you can tell me otherwise. Unless you say, hey, I'm a Jesus guy. I love the Lord. If you can tell me that, Elon, we good. We could chat. Otherwise, I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to make it make sense. You know what I mean? I can't make it make sense. I know. And also, people. Also, that little war we got brewing up. That no one's talking about. I think that the age of information is starting to dwindle away. I don't watch CNN on a regular basis, so I don't have it on, and I don't know if the news is reporting it, but as far as I know, and I know that Canada is being, you know, we can't see the news. They're not allowing us to look at it. I can't follow any news platforms from America, so I don't know, but it sounds like America's going to war. Thanks, Justin Trudeau. You out for a jog, bud? I just want to see you jog. Just put, you know, if they want to really, just really Chinese water torture people, is just put Justin Trudeau on a jog, on a loop. My goodness, we'll be going crazy in no time. It's a psyop. And now I used to think that these people was crazy. Like, the world is a stage. Hey, the world is a stage. Everyone's an actor. I thought, man, these people was tripping, man. They're doing too much. They talk too much about nothing. Now I'm starting to think that it must be an act. This must be a stage because ain't none of this real. I felt like Sacha Baron Cohen was in charge of the pandemic because everything, the way people responded and how things were going, and then just everything. I thought I was waiting for him to come out and just Ashton Kutcher tells me he's punked up until this point. And it's still not happening. It's not happening. We're not being punked. I don't think so. Unless everything is acting. And the world is a stage. What the heck? What are we looking at here, people? But anyways, go get your Tesla looked at. 2.2 million. All of them. If you have a Tesla, just bring it back. Oh, and by the way, according to a June Washington Post story, the system has been involved in 736 crashes since 2019. Furthermore, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, has allegedly been the subject of federal inquiry into the company's disclosure to investors about the autopilot feature. Musk has continuously praised Tesla's self-driving technology. Oh, gosh. But what about the safety issues? What happens when you want something to self-drive you? You really want a computer to self-drive you? You guys, the people that can get into a car and let it self-drive you, you ain't never, ever, ever had nobody pull a prank on you. No one's ever done an April Fool's joke on you, as they call it. You've never, nothing. You have, your trust is way too high. I don't even trust myself. I certainly don't trust Tesla. I only trust the Lord. Period. Full stop. What? You jump in a car talking about drive me here. No, it'd drive you over a bridge. Don't put me in a Tesla on the highway. I'm going to lose it. Especially a self-driving one. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. This is why. If we're going to advance ourselves into the future and play with all these gadgets, we truly, indubitably need to have gas vehicles. You know, we don't need nothing self-driving. Stop. I'm starting to think like a Trump supporter at this point. Give me a self-driving vehicle. I want cows. I don't want none of your fruits and vegetables, because you've been putting Valium Gattes is retrofitting these vegetables with not only Monsanto, but the vaccine and whatever they people saying he's doing. Allegedly, I don't know what they're doing, but I don't trust it. And I don't trust the beef that's on the market either. If it's in the store, I basically don't trust it. It feels like our stores are starting to feel like North Korea. It's not real. Whatever you buy in there may seem like it looks real, but it's not real. It doesn't taste real. The food ain't food. We talked about that podcast before this one. But hey, if you guys are thinking the same way I'm thinking, things are seeming a little bit odd, keep your eyes open and your eyes on the prize and pray up. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, and get ready. Because if the Teslas don't kill you, this World War III certainly might. Stay ready, folks. So you got to get ready. Later.
WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.